们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we're filled with gratefulness.
你让我们能够到你面前来敬拜你。
You let us, so that we can come before you to worship you.
不只是我们一起敬拜你。
Not that we are here to worship you together.
我们自己一个人的时候，我们还是可以敬拜你。
We can also worship you by ourselves.
我们也谢谢你，将你的话语赐给我们。
We also thank you for all your words.
让我们在这个世代的人，我们也能够明白你自己的真道和你的恩典。
So that we can understand even in this generation of your will and your purpose.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and we praise you.
我们今天我们定义要听你自己的话。
Today we are determined to listen to your words.
求你自己的圣灵解开你的话。
May your Holy Spirit explain your words to us.
让我们能够听了能够明白。
So that when we listen, we may understand.
我们也能够照着去做。
And we can also follow your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请你们翻到马太福音第六章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
我们这个讲这个马太福音五六七讲了很久啊。
We've been talking about Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7 for a long time.
盼望我们过去所讲过的我们都能够记得。
I hope that whatever we have talked about, you can remember.
那么马太福音呢，今天我们会看第六章从第一节到第四节。
Today we're going to examine the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
你们还记得我们前面讲的马太福音第五章讲些什么吗？
Do you still remember what we talked about in chapter 5?
如果我们稍微回想一下马太福音第五章二十一节到四十七节，主耶稣在那里解释摩西所颁布的神的律法。
If we reflect back to chapter 5, verses 21 to the end, that what Jesus was trying to explain is the laws of Moses.
就是这个神所颁布的律法真正的意义。
The true meaning of the Mosaic law.
那么他在那里告诉我们，这些经学家就是文士哈，还有法利赛人，他们的解经和他们的应用都是错误的。
He explained to us that the explanation or the interpretation by the scholars or Pharisees were all wrong.
那么他告诉我们，他来不是要废掉律法。
He said, when he comes, it's not to abolish the law.
因为在那个时候，这些经学家还有法利赛人，他们所弄出来的这一套律法，已经把人带了很远很远了。
Because the laws that was laid out in before has led the people away from God.
所以他在二十一节到四十七节，他就在解释这件事情。
So from verses 21 to 47, Christ was trying to explain this to the people.
那么到了四十八节，他就告诉我们，我们应该像神一样的完全。
So in verse 48, it says we have to be as holy as God.
不是只注重外表。
Not only paying attention to the outside,
像那些经学家和法利赛人一样，
just like the scholars and the Pharisees,
我们必须要完全像天父完全一样。
We must be holy like our Father is perfect.
因为他是完全的。
Because he is perfect.
在他没有虚假的。
And in him there is no falseness.
那么第六章呢，从第一节一直到第十八节，他就在这里讲这个律法在实际生活中怎么样实行。
In chapter 6, from verse 1 to 18, actually talks about how his, the law should be lived out.
如果我们记得在第五章二十节的时候，他说你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，但不能进神的国。
Because in chapter 5, verse 20, it says, For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the law, You cannot enter God's kingdom.
所以当他把这些律法解释完了之后，他要我们在实际生活当中实行，不能够像这些经学家或者是法利赛人一样。
So after he explained the law, he's actually the purpose is so that we can live out the purpose of life.
要我们胜过他们。
We have to be beyond and exceed that.
那么他接下去在第六章就告诉我们怎么样做。
So in chapter 6, explain to us what should we do.
我自己在念的时候，我就在想，主耶稣他说他的担是容易的，他的轭是轻省的。
When I was reading this, I remember Christ said, His yoke is light.
那么 我在读这些东西的时候，我真的是能够体会它的意思。
As I read through this scripture, I truly could understand the meaning of that.
怎么做呢
？So how do you do it?
就在第一节。
It's in verse one.
第一节，我为什么要用新译本呢
？Why am I using the version?
因为这个新译本，它翻译它说你们。当你们的义你们行你们的义的时候，他把它翻出来了。
Explain to us what is righteousness as you acted.
那么第六章第一节和合本呢，就是说你们不要将善事行在人的面前。
It says actually do not do the righteous things before men.
那么会让我们以为这个善事就是施舍。
And it's almost things that righteousness meaning to give other people.
其实不是的。
It's not.
所以第一节就是一个总章、总结哈、总则。
So actually, in verse one is actually the summary of this, the essence of.
那么第二章十八节呢，就实际上用了例子来让我们看见。
So in chapter verse two, it gave us the example to show us.
有三件很重要的事情。
There are three things that are very important.
他来示范说明我们怎么样做。
To demonstrate to us how should we act.
怎么样过一个真正的宗教生活。
How do we live out a life of righteousness?
我们现在在一起念第一节，好不好
？Let us read verse one together.
啊，你们如果是新译本已经会背了哈，我们就从那个我们的周报上面，我们一起读哈。第一节读这个新译本，啊，你们小心，不要在众人面前行你们的义，让他们看见。这如果这样，就得不到你们天父的赏赐。好，所以我们现在来看这个第一节哈，我们看它到底给我们一个什么样的一个一个原则。
So what is the principle behind this verse? First verse.
第一件事情呢，他说，那么和合本说你们要小心。
So the first thing says, be careful.
在这里主要我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
所以一定是很重要的。
So it must be important.
我们从圣经里面看呢、啊，不论是当时的经学家法利赛人，或者是从旧约里面的以色列人。
So whether it's in the New Testament or Old Testament,
我们看见这个他们的历史哈、啊，是让我们看见人很容易流于形式。
So many times I just read the scripture that led to become emotion.
我们看见只有表面上的功夫
a superficial motion.
这是我们从先知书里面我们可以看见先知重复地指出他们的罪来
in the books of prophets it continuously pointed this out to us.
他说你们用嘴唇尊敬神
it says you worship God with your lips.
你们的心却是远离神的
but yet your heart is far away from God.
其实我们也和他们差不了多少，对不对
Actually, we are also a kind of similar to them.
因为我们也都是亚当的后代
Because we are all descendants from Adam.
我们很容易就是很容易流于形式
Very easily that we can only act.
如果我们自己用心的查验一下
If we deeply examine ourselves,
不论是在施舍金钱
Whether we are performing alms or helping people,
或者是在奉献上面
Or our offerings,
或者是在祷告上面
or our prayer life,
或者是我们自己的灵修生活上面
or our time that we spend,
我们很容易流于形式
we try to act as if emotion.
所以好像久了之后我们做这些事情就是只是表面上的
After a while, it becomes just emotion.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说要很小心
So Jesus Christ told us, you have to be careful.
他告诉我们行义不要行在人的面前。
So when you do righteous things, do not do it for men.
他在这里告诉我们说，很多时候有他看见的就是故意的让人知道。
Many of the things God has seen us do is we do it to show men what we can do.
为了是做给人看。
To do it to show people.
我们的目的是什么呢？目的就是要得到从人来的称赞。
What is what's the purpose? The purpose is to get praise.
人家看我们说啊，你是个基督徒，你是一个不错的基督徒。
So man can praise us and say you are a good Christian.
那么 圣经上就告诉我们说，他说如果是这样，你就不能得天父的赏赐了。
But the scripture told us, if you do this in this way, then you will not be receiving your blessing.
义行是给神看的。
What we do righteousness is to be shown God.
我们从圣经中，我们三次可以看到他提到赏赐和报答。
We can see that here the mention about reward.
我们就晓得他的赏赐和人的赏赐是不同的。
So God's reward is very different from man's reward.
我们看第一节哈，他说，这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
It says that if you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
然后第三节他说，故意要得人的荣耀，我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
And verse 3 is that if you do it that way, you will, you have already received.
就是说你已经有了。
It says you have already received.
没有再多的了。
There's no more be given.
所以第三个呢，他说在暗中查看，必然报答你们。
So you have to do it in secret.
所以他让我们看见神的赏赐跟人的不一样的。
So there's a difference between God's reward and man's reward.
如果你求人的赏赐，你就得不到神从神那里来的赏赐。
If you just get man's reward, then you will not be receiving the reward from Heavenly Father.
所以在这里，他告诉我们，我们的义行是要行在神的面前。
So this is saying that if you want to do righteous thing, you have to do it.In front of God.
并不是表示说我们就把我们的义行藏起来。
It is not to say that we have to hide our acts of righteousness.
因为义行是没有办法藏起来的。
Because acts of righteousness, you will not be able.
如果你有义行的话，人家一定会看见的。
If you have acts of righteousness, people will see it.
那就是主耶稣他说你们要将你们的光照在人的面前。
This is what Christ said. You have to shine your light.
如果你真的有光的话
，If you have light.
没有东西可以挡住的。
Nobody can hide it.
如果你真的有义行的话，
If you have righteous acts,
人家一定会看得见。
Other people will be able to see.
那么主耶稣在这里是什么意思呢？
So what does Christ really mean here?
他就是告诉我们说，我们做这些事情的目的是要得到从神那里来的赏赐。
He says the only purpose for doing righteousness is to receive reward from God.
我们会碰到一些人，他说我是不求赏赐的。
Sometimes when people said, I don't want to have any reward.
他不愿意得从天父那里来的赏赐。
They don't want to have reward from God.
我觉得有两个原因。
Because of two reasons.
要不然就是他很骄傲。
It's either he has a lot of pride.
要不然就是他根本不了解神的赏赐是什么意思。
Otherwise, he would not, probably does not understand what reward from God.
他不明白从神天父那里来的赏赐不是属地的赏赐。
The reward from God is not from this earth.
那么接下去我们看。第二节到第十八节就把这个原则应用在三个不同的方面。
So from verses 2 to 18 use this through three different aspects.
这是我们基督徒生活中三个很重要的方面。
These are three very important parts of the Christian life.
那么第一个就是施舍。
One is to give.
就是金钱。
It's the money.
金钱就像命一样，对不对？这是咱们中国人的看法。
Money is like our life, right?
我想外国人也是一样。
And foreigners are the same.
今天，接下去第二个就是讲到祷告。
The second thing is about prayer.
这也是我们常常会出问题的地方。
And these are areas that will be problematic for.
第三个呢，就是我们的，他说讲到禁食。
Third is about fasting.
就是我们跟神之间的关系。
It is a relationship between God and ourselves.
今天我们只讲施舍。
Today we only talk about giving.
我们不讲其他的两个。
We don't talk about the two other elements.
施舍和救济穷苦，这是旧约、新约都是神要我们做的。
To give and also to perform alms is what God wants us to do.
这是神的子民的本分。
It is the basic command from God.
我们看见主他也在第二节哈，主耶稣他说他没有说所以假如你们施舍的时候。
So in verse 2 it did not say if you were to give.
他就说当你们施舍的时候。
It says when you give.
所以我们知道其实这就是神的心意。
So we know that is from his command.
这也是我们每一个属于神的儿女的本分。
This is the basic function of us.
我们做这些事情是为了什么呢？
We, What do we do this for?
都是为了天父的缘故。
To do it for our heavenly Father.
不是只是重外表。
It's not just to do it to perfection.
不是只是为了让人知道。
It is not to just to show people.
所以接下去他说，主说，他说不可在你面前吹号。
So it says, do not boast in front of people.
像那些假冒为善的人。
Like those hypocrites.
我们很难想象主耶稣他说不要在你面前吹号。
So it's hard to fathom what does he mean by.
我想可能那个时候没有一个人真正是这样子做的。
I don't think at that time anybody actually did that.
但是呢，我自己我觉得我们的主耶稣啊，他真的是什么事情都知道。
I really know that our Lord Jesus knows everything.
我常常在看圣经的时候，我就想起。想到主耶稣真的很像一个漫画的画家。
I think of Christ as a cartoon artist.
他可以用很夸大的办法，很就像这个地方，他说你们不要在你面前吹号。
Just like this, he used an analogy to explain what he really means.
我不知道你们喜不喜欢看卡通啊。
I don't know if you like cartoons.
不管是报纸上的也好，或者书本上的也好，或者是电视上的也好，你看见这些卡通画家，他们常常会很夸大。
You can see from this cartoon, actually they have broadened the topic from one picture.
你一看就明白它的意思是什么。
Once you look at the cartoon, you know the implications.
主耶稣在这里也是一模一样。
The same thing as Christ has done here.
他就告诉我们说，假冒为善的人是喜欢大肆张扬。
It says the hypocrites they like to emphasize the deeds.
他们的目的是要得从人来的称赞。
The purpose is to receive reward from man.
这是他们故意的，要人看见。
So they purposely would want to do that.
那么第三节
，So verse three，
主就说他们已经得到了他们的赏赐。
But that when they do this, they already receive the rewards.
啊，这是第二节哈，第二节最后他说他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
It says they tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
他就是说，这些人唯一的一个目的就是要让人夸奖他们。
The only purpose they have is to receive praise from men.
人如果想要从人那里得到赏赐
，If man wants to receive reward from men,
神的赏赐就没有了。
Then the God's reward will not be cut out on you.
这是很清楚的哈。
This is very clearly stated.
假冒为善
Hypocrite.
到底是什么意思
So what does that mean?
那么我们知道这是在希腊人他们的戏里面有一个人他是从头到尾他都戴着面具
In the Greek drama there's always a person that's wearing a mask
但是从我们实际生活上来看
But in our real life
假冒为善只要有人在的地方就有
If there is man there is hypocrisy
假冒为善其实是一个很诡诈的一件事情
Being a hypocrite is actually is very deceiving.
我说这句话，我是说撒旦他用这个东西真的是很诡诈。
That is a the thing that Satan do through man.
他用这个东西来作为攻击教会最诡诈的一个武器。
It is a very dangerous weapon that Satan use.
因为假冒为善，在外面看起来好像是对的，好像是真的。
Because hypocrites see from outside looks so sincere.
可是在他们的心里面是没有只有自己没有主
But inside all they have is about themselves and no God
弟兄姐妹我们不需要去论断别人所谓的假冒为善的行为
Brothers and sisters let us not look at other people's act of hypocrisy
因为我们不知道人的心
Because we do not understand
我们没有办法看透一个人的心
We cannot see through people's heart
但是我们该做的是什么呢
So what can we do?
我们该做的就是要求圣灵用神的话来光照我们，让我们看见我们自己是不是假冒为善。
We just have to ask God through the Holy Spirit to shine inside us, so examining ourselves whether we are hypocrites.
那我们再看第三节到第四节。
So look at verses 3 and 4.
前面是告诉我们不要像假冒为善的人。
Before this says, do not be a hypocrite.
那么第三节、第四节告诉我们正确的做法。
The verse 3 and 4 tell us exactly what to do.
他说：“你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。”
He said, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing."
第四节，他说要叫你施舍的事情行在暗中。
It says that when you are giving, do it in secret.
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
then your father who sees that in the secret will reward you.
他告诉我们，我们做这些事情，我们行善，我们施舍，目的是要给天父看的。
So that whatever we do, we are actually want to do it so that God knows.
父在暗中，并不是说神在里面偷偷摸摸的看你啊。
It's not like God.
好像一个警察躲在那个路边边，里面有没有被抓过啊？啊，开车子的时候，哇，忽然看到一个警察车子停在那边， yeah. 已经来不及了。
It's not like spying on us.
这不是神，哎，他翻译的很好， yeah. 他不是在那边 spying 中文。
Spying, 间谍。
他不是像一个间谍一样啊，在那边偷偷的看你啊。Yeah. 他是实际上他是无所不在的。
He is omnipresent.
他不但是无所不在，他也在我们的心里面。
He is not only omnipresent, he's also in our heart.
那么第三节他讲到说，不要叫左手知道右手所做的事情。
In verse 3, it says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
你真的，你一定要欣赏这一句话，你要想到说，主耶稣像一个卡通画家一样。
You really have to appreciate this. Jesus is just like a cartoonist.
左手不知道右手所做的事情。
Your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing.
我们想不通的，对不对？
It's hard to fathom.
这件事情啊，的含义有两个情形。
There are two occasions to apply this.
那么有的人认为呢，这个右手，通常我们一般来讲做事的人都是右手，对不对？
Most of us are right-handed.
所以施舍呢，对于一个神的子民来讲呢，就是一个经常他该做的。
So it's something really that one should do conscientiously.
就是他一做，就好像用右手拿东西一样，用右手写字一样，你不需要再去想的。你右手一碰到东西，你就用右手去拿。
So the right hand should come natural when you give.
所以他告诉我们在施舍的事情上呢，应该成了一个习惯。
So to give should be a habit of ours.
你不需要再花心思去想的。
You don't have to think about it.
你看见有人需要，你就会去做。
When you see needs, you have to give.
你不会，你就会毫不考虑的，你就去做。
Without even thinking, you have to give.
因为这是神所喜悦的事情。
Because this would make God happy.
不在乎有没有报偿。
You don't care whether there's reward or not.
神的称赞就是你心里面所想的。
God's praise is what you want.
那么第二个含义呢？
The second meaning.
不要叫左手知道右手所做的事到底是什么意思。
What does it mean? Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing.
我们右手所做的事情，左手不可能不知道的。
What we're doing right hand, our left hand should know.
但是他在这里就告诉我们，如果你右手所做的事情，连你的左手都不知道的话。
So if you can do something that your right hand has done and your left hand does not even know it,
那就没有任何一个人知道了。
That means that nobody else would know.
不让人自己知道所做的施舍。
So other people not know what you have given.
连受施的人都不晓得。
Even the recipient doesn't know.
这就是他的意思。
This is the meaning of right hand not knowing what the left hand did.
义行，我们现在又回到前面那个原则哈。
So the principle of righteousness
是不可能，人家不可能看不见的。
It's impossible for other people not to see.
真的就像光一样。
It's just like light.
光是挡不住的。
You cannot hide things from light.
所以主耶稣他的意思不是叫我们去藏起来。
So God is Jesus is not saying that we have to hide our righteousness.
主耶稣在这里是告诉我们说，当我们在行义的时候，我们的心态是什么？
Is to tell us our intentions when we do righteousness.
神看的也是你的心态。
God wants to see your heart.
是为了主的名声呢，还是为了你自己的名誉？
Is it for the righteousness, God's reputation or yours?
你的心是在乎神？还是在乎人怎么讲？
Does your heart care about what God thinks or what man thinks?
我刚才讲过了，这两件事情在一个人的心里面是不可能并存的。
So this is two mutually exclusive matters.
我们以后会讲到马太福音第六章第二十四节那边告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Later on in verse 24, in the future, we're going to talk about A man cannot serve two masters.
今天我们看到第六章第二节到第四节，它是以施舍作为实例。
So this command of giving.
可惜的，在这里它是指的钱财，给施舍钱财的事情。
Here we talk about giving monetarily.
可惜的是，今天在教会里面呢，很多时候我们误用这一段的经文。
Unfortunately, a lot of times this was not applied correctly in churches.
所以我在这里我要为教会的执事请命。
So I ask the deacons to understand me.
我也希望我们每一个人都能够明白这件事情。
I hope everybody could understand this.
我们在教会里面常常很多时候我们碰到一个难处，不只是你们我不是只是讲你们OK， 我们教会很多教会都是一样的，就是当没有人愿意担任有带着名的职务。
So, not just your church, but my church as well. Many churches, people do not like to serve openly.
比方说执事。
For instance, becoming a deacon.
当我们在要选执事的时候，很难找到人的。
When we want to elect deacons, it's hard to find candidates.
当然有一个可能是因为没有一个人够资格的。
Maybe it's because nobody is qualified.
但是我也碰过一些人，他们就告诉我，他说，哦，我不愿意挂名在教会里面服侍。
So some people will say, I don't just want to have...
因为圣经上告诉我们说，我们不要在人的面前吹号。
Because the Bible told me not to blow our own horn in front of other people.
弟兄姐妹，这是错的。
But this is wrong.
我们大家都希望只是在暗中侍奉。
Everybody wants to serve in secret.
你知道，所以从保罗的眼里面，保罗告诉我们说，做执事是一个善工。
So from what Paul's interpretation is to become a deacon, it is an act of.
他说要我们，他要人羡慕的，特别是弟兄他要人羡慕。
Especially for brothers, it is something that people would admire.
虽然。这个他的这个他的这个资格跟长老是其实是差不多的。
The deacon's position is similar to being an elder.
但是他要我们羡慕这个善工。
They want us to admire this position.
我们每次改选的时候都会碰到同样的问题。
Whenever we elect deacons, we always run into this problem.
有人不愿意出来，他就说：“哇，我只是要在暗中服侍就好了。”
So people say, "I don't want to be a deacon because I want to serve in secret."
他希望他自己的善行只要让主知道。
They just want the good deeds, so God knows that's enough for me.
其实这种心态有两个可能。
There's two possibilities for having this kind of mindset.
有一个可能呢，可能就是因为他认为他自己的名声。
One is his own reputation.
因为执事通常都是被人家骂的。
Because deacons get criticized by people.
我以前在教会里面有一个弟兄。
I have a brother at church.
我就说你要不要当执事啊？
I said, do you want to be a deacon?
哎，他说我不要。
He said, I don't want to.
我说为什么呢？
He said, why?
他说这些做执，他说你不知道啊。他说我们中间流传一句话，
You don't know, there's a word that goes around us.
就是在还没有做执事之前拼命骂执事。
That before you become a deacon, you criticize the deacons.
做了执事之后被人家骂。
So that when you become a deacon, people will criticize you.
然后从执事位退下来之后又转过头去骂执事。
So then you, after you retire from being a deacon, you can criticize deacons again.
我觉得很多时候我们犯了一个错误。
So we are erroneous in
我发现很多弟兄姐妹真的是就是把这一段经文他是告诉我们施舍的时候，他不是告诉我们在教会里面做神所喜悦的善工的时候。
So this is just like this part of the scripture to good, do good in churches.
因为做执事说实在话是一个吃力不讨好的职务。
The real thing is to become a deacon, there's nothing really good that come out.
谁都不愿意干。
Nobody wants to be a deacon.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果从我们从心态上来看，
So from our mindset,
我们仍然是 为了要得到从人来的称赞
，we still want to receive praises from men，
因为我们不愿意被人家骂
，because we don't want to be criticized by men，
我们不愿意被人家指责
，we don't want people to point things out to us。
主耶稣告诉我们，义行的事情是对的事情，目的是要得到主的称赞。
So God says that if you do righteous things, the purpose is for God to praise you。
即使被人责骂
，even if you get criticized by men，
被人指责
，be pointed out as wrong，
还是要去做。
You still have to do it。
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为是为了主的缘故。
Because you're doing it for
没有怨言，没有低估。
You do not complain and you do not moan。
在这件事情上，我们从主耶稣身上看见了他给我们的一个榜样。
So we have seen this from our Lord Jesus as an example。
主耶稣在这个世界上的时候，说实在话，他周围有很多的人跟着他。
There are a lot of people that follow Lord Jesus during the time that he was on this earth。
没有一个人支持他。
Nobody supported him。
他的门徒出卖他。
And his disciple sold him。
就是那个门徒，他说，当他看到那一个女的把这个很贵重的香膏浇在主耶稣身上的时候，他就说：“哎呀，你怎么这么浪费这么贵的油啊？”
We remember the story when the woman poured the perfume on the feet. He said, "Why are you wasting all this precious perfume?"
为什么要浪费在主耶稣的身上
？So why waste this on your feet?
应该拿去救济穷人的。
So after you sell this, you can help the poor people.
其实很多时候，我们对教会的奉献，对教会里面的服事，也是有同样的心态。
A lot of times we have the same attitude towards the church's offerings.
我们和犹大一样。
We are the same as Judah.
这个人最后把主耶稣出卖了。
So at the end, he sold Jesus to the Jews.
在他的门徒当中有一个最会叫的一个彼得。
And there's another disciple, Peter.
最会讲好听的话的彼得。
He can really say things that Jesus likes to hear.
他近三次不认主耶稣。
And yet he denied the Lord Jesus three times.
他还发誓赌咒说我不认识这个人。
He even swore that I do not know this person.
但是我们看见主都忍受了。
But yet we see that Jesus has taken this.
他来到这个世界上唯一的一个目的就是他听神父神的话。
The only purpose that he has is to do the word of his heavenly Father.
为了神的名。
For the name of God.
为了神的荣耀。
For the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，第一节我们再回到第一节，他给我们的一个原则是什么
？So brothers and sisters, let's go back to the first verse again.
我们要很小心的把让我们的义行是为了神做的，而不是为了人做的。
Let us be careful not to do our acts of righteousness before men. We have to do it before God.
你有没有这样子做啊
？Have you been doing this?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主，我们来到你面前，求你怜悯我们，求你赦免我们。
Lord Jesus, who love us, as we come before you, please forgive us.
因为我们不认识你的真理。
Because we don't understand your truth.
所以我们的行为也有偏差。
So that our acts have deviated from you.
我们也得罪了你。
And we have annoyed you.
求你原谅我们。
Please forgive us.
我们谢谢你已经原谅了我们。
We thank you because you have already forgiven us.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you as we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.